me to be on that screen.
That's Another Day of Sun from the new musical La La Land. The movie stars Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling as an aspiring actress and a jazz musician who are trying to make it in Hollywood. La La Land has been getting a lot of love for bringing new life to the movie musical genre, and it's set in a place that movie makers have turned to before for inspiration. So that made us want to look at other films that have been made in or about Hollywood. And here to help us do that is Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. Ty, it's great to see you as always.
Hello, Magda.
Well, first of all, why is Hollywood so appealing for filmmakers? I mean, is it just that it's there and they know it well?
Yes, there is an aspect of navel-gazing on the part of, you know, this is what filmmakers do, so why not film what you know? But there's also, I mean, America in the 20th century and the 21st century is built upon the Dream Factory, and we're fascinated with what goes on the other side of the Dream Factory, the lives that they live, how these dreams get put together. So we're fascinated by those stories and always have been from Star is Born on.
Yeah, how they get put together and sometimes how those dreams get crushed, too.
Yes, exactly.
Well, let's talk about some of the films on your list. We have the entire list, by the way, at our website, hereandnow.org. But Ty, let's start with possibly the classic here, because the song and dance numbers of La La Land recall some beautiful old-style musicals like, of course, here it comes, 1952's Singin' in the Rain, with classics like this number.
Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
So, Ty, what does Singin' in the Rain tell us about Hollywood?
And what you actually can't see, listeners, is that Magda and I are now dancing around this.
And I'm doing it in heels backwards.
Yeah. What does this tell us about the Dream Factory is that it's resilient, that it would always bounce back in the face of crisis, in this case, the coming of the talkie revolution, and also that wonderful world of the musicals where you can just burst into song and dance and it's in you and it will come out and it will look great. And that's what La La Land's all about, even if, as much as I love the movie, Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling are not dancers and singers of the caliber that you will find in Singin' in the Rain.
Yeah. So let's turn to a very different film. This one also talks about Hollywood of the 1950s, though. This is In a Lonely Place, starring Humphrey Bogart and Gloria Graham. Tell us about this film.
Well, the reason I included it in this list is that it kind of plays like La La Land, not as a musical, but a film noir.
Hmm.
It's also, in my opinion, the best performance Humphrey Bogart ever gave. He plays a kind of paranoid, not too easy to get along with screenwriter who falls in love with a woman in his housing complex. They live in L.A. They're in the business, and she's played by Gloria Graham. We're about to listen to a scene where the romance is going well, and you can get that sort of double-edged sense of they're talking about their lives, but they're also talking about fictionalizing their lives.
I love the love scene. It's very good.
Well, that's because they're not always telling each other how much in love they are. A good love scene should be about something else beside love. For instance, this one. Me fixing grapefruit, you sitting over there dopey, half asleep. Anyone looking at us could tell we were in love.
And it goes south from there.
Wow. Well, let's move forward then out of the 50s and into the early 2000s, because you wanted to talk about David Lynch's 2001 movie Mulholland Drive. Why
yeah.
is that?
We're talking about the Dream Factory. This
yeah.
is a nightmare about the Dream
yeah.
Factory. I love this movie because it messes with your mind, but also because it comments in a very subconscious way on our need to become celebrities, our need to make fictions of our lives, the whole love affair and hate affair we have with Hollywood.
Absolutely. Well, let's bounce around a little bit because you also wanted to touch on 1997's L.A. Confidential.
Yeah, I love that movie just because it's about the dirt behind the cleanness of Hollywood. And it's there are true stories in this, including the one about the brothel where the prostitutes have facial work to look like actual Hollywood stars. That's a real thing. So, again, peek behind the pretty facade and what do you got? You've got drama. You've got interesting lives.
Hmm. Well, Ty, again, I just want to remind folks that we've got your whole list at hereandnow.org. And you wanted to talk about one movie that you say has a direct influence on La La Land, but it's not even set in Hollywood?
No. And it is Francis Ford Coppola's 1981 One from the Heart, which is set in Las Vegas, but it's a gaudy neon paradise only in the movies Las Vegas. But the reason I'm citing it is because, like La La Land, it's about two average people trying to live in this dreamlike paradise and have a romantic relationship that works. They don't sing and dance. That's about the only thing that's missing that connects with La La Land. But on the soundtrack of One from the Heart is one of the great soundtrack duets of all time. Tom Waits and Crystal Gayle. It's one of the best things you'll ever hear.
It's got to be love. I've never felt this way.
We've been talking to Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr about films from Hollywood, about Hollywood, given the release of La La Land. Ty, it's been great to talk with you. Thank you so very much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Magna. Happy New Year to you, too.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Magna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.